This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome back to Mill.
It's a glass eye, Bama.
Welcome back to Makeup Police on E, if they pick us up.
Yeah.
E taggy.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. We're doing another Makeup Police for the Grammy Awards 2024. I pulled the picks. Did you watch the Grammys?
I did not.
I did not either. I saw a couple moments on social media. Couple lurks and
same, and I
some moments.
Everybody is up in arms about album of the year.
I don't even know who won. Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
For what? What was the album?
I don't know, her redone version of something.
Oh,
I'm not sure. Like, I really, I have no idea.
Get out. No, there's no way it was a Taylor's version. It's the same album as before.
I don't know. I thought, isn't that
with 10% different, more, you know, just
isn't that the whole thing? Yeah. Girl, isn't that what she won for? I swear. Wait. I think she won for like something that she just redid. No,
I was, did she have a new album?
I don't know.
Midnights.
Oh, is that her? Oh yeah. That's what,
am
won,
I making that
oh,
up?
I'm sorry.
Oh, that shook mine. Wait,
no,
and no, it has to be Midnights or like something like
Midnights,
you know,
I think is, isn't that
Midnights,
like,
Midnights. Yes.
That's not her version.
Wait, that came out. In that's her version. Yeah. Wait. But that came out in 2022. Are the Grammys like delayed because of the writer's strike or something? Okay. Oh no, Midnights. Well, you know what did come out in 2023? Midnights, the Till Dawn edition. Midnights Till Dawn.
Is this like the new Twilight movie?
Yeah.
Midnights Till Dawn.
Grammys album of the year.
I think it was her.
Midnight Till Dawn.
Yeah,
Till
she Dawn. Snatched, yeah, she snatched the award from Celine Dion.
Okay, so I, okay, yeah, so we have that little thing.
Yeah.
Super quick, which, too. Did you hear the thing about Demi Lovato? She performed at the, which also, I don't know, someone might correct me. They went by they, them pronouns, but I think she's back on
she
they,
went back,
she.
Yeah.
Because she said it was too much work to do they, she them. Did. Great role model for non-binary people. That's lovely to do to them. Yeah. Anywho, she performed at the American Heart Association, like the thing.
Playing Heart Attack?
She's saying Heart Attack! And people on TikTok are like dying laughing.
Yeah.
And people are like in the comments, they're like, oh, do you think it was on, there's no like on purpose or whatever. I'm like,
Mama.
You know, because it's the same as the beauty industry.
She had to rehearse that song.
Mama. Not
she did
only
a mic
her,
check.
Her team, she didn't do a pulse check, her team and the Heart Association, because I am so convinced, the more, I am fully convinced that 90% of the people in power, in whatever their position is, like should not, are not the right people for the job.
No.
It was just
because somebody
circumstance,
the set list.
Someone knew something. So I guarantee you even the Heart Association like thought it was the move.
Like, but they even
oh my God,
said
I love it.
Heart, and they looked up Heart and Demi Lovato Google, and they were like, oh, she has a song with Heart in the name. Put it in. Put it on the roster.
Like, how do you not?
Get it on the set list.
Girl.
No,
yeah.
Like, it really is like, check. Why are we not thoroughly making sure that, like, lyrics, everything, especially every other song? Every other song, yeah.
Yeah, take why the pulse. Yeah, girl. So Taylor Swift accepted, was that for album of the year?
I think so.
From Celine Dion. And so I watched the video back and
same.
Yeah, like I don't think she snatched it.
I
don't either, because I will say this, I've never met people of the caliber of Celine Dion. So that kind of almost proves my point more, is I've met people that are very famous, but that are like, they might as well be my Celine Dion. It was the same when I met Trixie Mattel. I fucking blew it because I was so in shock. Like, because you see this person that, like, I've met people, very big people that I've...
Idolized.
She very well could have walked away from me and been like, he... someone could have videoed our interaction and said I snubbed her. Because I literally, she said, I love what you do, whatever, complimenting me. And I just literally said, thanks. And then I don't think I made eye contact with her again. I turned away and looked at the floor. And then it was over. Because I literally, my brain could not handle what was happening. It wasn't intentional. And I know Taylor Swift has been famous a lot longer, so you could argue she should be used to meeting famous people.
Yeah.
But she also has that very Pollyanna thing where she acts like every award she's winning is the first time she's ever won anything. You know what I mean?
Right.
The Like she just
when she was at the table with Lana Del Rey, she's sitting there as if they didn't. She didn't know she was nominated for the award. They say, and the album of the year goes to. If I were Taylor Swift at this point in her career, I would already be standing up.
Yeah, girl,
I'm already.
They should just.
I'm standing up at the table, like
a little side table with like two and her besties, right on stage, off the. So she's at the wall.
She's checking her nails. She's like,
yeah. They bring it over to the table and there's a mic, a podcast mic on the table. She doesn't even have to get up to give the speech. Yeah. But yeah, so I don't think she, it wasn't intentional.
I don't think so either.
I'm not a Taylor fan. Like I'm not rocking out to the music. I, you know, Casey plays it more and every now and again, I'll be like, oh, that's nice. But I don't.
Let's do something nice.
Let's do something nice. It's Stephanie's birthday.
It's Casey's birthday.
Yeah. I don't find her to be. Nobody knows anything about her, but I don't find her to be a mean person. Like, I don't think she's that way.
She would. And when I watched the video several times, in no way, shape or form, did she make eye contact with Celine Dion? No.
That's what I'm saying. And but I agree. That's exactly what
like
I picked up from
your experience
it too.
Yeah. Like, I think she was probably more excited.
She literally grabbed the award and then looked back at her friends like, oh my God, I won.
And then she gave the speech.
Exactly.
Is that not what they're supposed to do?
Exactly. Exactly.
Am I supposed to then get on my hands and knees and kiss Celine Dion's feet?
Because even I could imagine in that situation, it was the equivalent of like, yes, Trixie Mattel walked up to me. I was not planning on meeting her. So I wasn't in that headspace, just as I'm sure Taylor Swift wasn't expecting to get the award from Celine Dion. So I had nothing prepared in my head and then walked right up to me and grabs my hands. And I felt like I was staring into the sun. Like I could, and the only thought in my brain was like, you have to look away as soon as possible because your retinas will explode. Like
that's how I felt when I met her. I was literally like, I was a shaking wet chihuahua and I was like,
yes. And that's what I mean. Like, obviously it's not Celine Dion, but Trixie also, there's that element of like, she was in drag. The makeup is done, which I will say in person, it's stunning, but it's another worldly thing. Well, the makeup is physically not the face of a human being.
We're seeing her this big on on our computer screens. When that person is real life in front of you, I was like, I almost wanted to like poke her in the eye and be like, oh,
that's very true because I'm so used to seeing her in that format that to see her three-dimensional, taller than me, I was just like, my brain could not comprehend. So I was, I snubbed, if you want to, in the sense that I blew it. So I don't blame her.
Like, I don't blame Taylor Swift at all. Listen, like,
people grasp at straws with that. Especially with her Super Bowl shit. I can't deal with
it. Leave her alone.
Girl, all these fucking people saying like she's ruining the NFL and now you're the one giving her attention.
She announced a new album. And they said, oh, I guess album of the year is already going to her next year, too. Because her album's coming out. So whatever. So they were like, everybody else, like, whatever. And I'm like, honestly, if anybody else was in her position.
Yeah.
If these people hating on her were in her position winning, getting the credibility and everything.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't give a shit.
Absolutely.
So why are you mad at her?
If Cardi B announced a new album, everyone would be bugged. You know what I mean? It would have been nothing but positive reception.
Yeah, so like, leave the girl alone. Like, if she's truly in love, she's winning at what she does right now, leave the girl alone.
Well,
Am I the biggest fan? No.
Exactly.
But, and like, I respect it.
Do I agree with every move Taylor Swift makes? No. Do I love her music? No. But I always found, I think Taylor Swift, and this is like, I'm having a Wendy Williams form it in real time thought, Taylor Swift is the singer to Anne Hathaway as an actress. I feel like they get the same amount of heat. Like Anne Hathaway is someone that is, people love, they're that brand of confident, boundary setting white women that people really love to call screechy. You know what I mean? They love to look at people like Anne Hathaway and Taylor Swift and they always try to challenge their confidence because I do think it's with white women in that way. And trust me, people of color, especially women, they have a different version of getting knocked down. Yeah. But with white women in particular, that Anne Hathaway thing, it's very, they like to make them like, paint them as a Karen in a certain way. Mm-hmm. And even it just happened recently with, there's a viral video. Everyone's now, because do you remember when people like, it was the thing to hate Anne Hathaway a couple of years ago, it was like, everyone found her annoying. They were like, she's like the pick me girl. Like she's very, you know, the theater kid that's like too much and whatever. And now that she's gotten older and I think she's out of that like 20s phase, she's now that she's matured and she's a grown woman and carries herself and it is having that energy of a grown woman, she's getting less heat the way she used to, the way Taylor Swift is. But now there's a viral video going around of her getting out of her car in Italy. And I don't know if it was like paparazzi or if it was like fans, whatever, but she gets out and people immediately, and it was a smaller group, but people immediately start bum rushing her. And in the video, she says, she's like a teacher. She kind of like, you know, silent wolf ear. She's like, everyone, like, calm down a sec. She's like, just don't run at me. She's like, I will say, like, I'll come up to people, yada, yada. She's like, but let's just be calm a little bit. Like everyone online is calling her a bitch, calling her this. And I'm like, because the minute anybody sets a boundary like that, like, what is wrong? There's nothing wrong with that.
I think that's appropriate to do.
And at least that's the video I saw with this controversy. Maybe there's a different one where she punches someone in the face. I'm unaware. But that's what I'm pretty sure is linked to. And there was nothing. She did nothing wrong in the video.
Yeah.
But again, it's that thing. It's that Taylor Swift, Anne Hathaway brand where people just any chance they get to call them like, peg them as like a Karen-y
evil
thing.
Evil, yeah.
Exactly. This like privileged little like white woman. Like that's how they always jump on them for that. So it's the same with Taylor Swift. Everyone always tries to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be very interesting to see. The Super Bowl is coming up. So by the time this comes out, the Super Bowl already happened.
I know.
So I feel like I can already see it too, that people are going to say that this is the Taylor Swift show. And people are already saying that she's like ruining the NFL. And I'm like, you're in that thought process.
Yeah.
What is she doing that's ruining the NFL for you?
If I went to a Broadway show and a public figure I hated was at that Broadway show, they're not distracting from my enjoyment of the show. You're right. Letting them. Like, yeah. Get a life, A. Yeah. And B, I loved, I saw a tweet the other day. It was like, Taylor Swift's only been playing football for a year and she's already in the Super Bowl. And I just laugh like that award-winning thing. Yeah.
Because it's amazing. Which,
good for her, mama. Yeah.
She's getting more screen time than her boyfriend. And
absolutely.
I was like, work.
Which isn't the new album called like, I don't know, Poets in the Wind or like Dead Poets in the Wind. Something along. It's something about a poet or whatever. And it was just such a Taylor Swift title.
Is that where that's
title.
Coming from?
It was such a Taylor Swift title. Yeah.
Okay. Because I just saw something that.
Like someone said it. I was in Las Vegas and someone said it. And like I heard them say the album and I was like, yeah, like that tracks, like whatever it was.
The poet's inside me.
Literally. Yeah. The poet comes through me at dawn.
Yeah. At dusk.
Yeah. Tortured poets department. Mama, that is the most Taylor Swift album of Taylor Swift.
And it's where her album is just going to be like a soft poet's reading and everyone just snaps after each song.
Completely. Completely. Okay. We got to dive into these looks.
Yes.
But I will say, so neither of us watched.
Yes.
Mama, when I was pulling these looks, it was confirmation that I do not know who is in popular music. I did not recognize 90% of the people on the carpet. So I basically just tried to pick people that were either took big swings, were big figures, didn't take big swings and should have. The only thing I'll say with this episode, other than the opposed to our Golden Globes episode, is a lot of young people, Mama. It's just the entertainment, like the Oscars, the Golden Globes. Obviously, there's a lot of more 40-year-old and older actresses, but popular singer. And Grammys, now Grammys are like popularity contests. So we ain't. If you're over 35, you're dead. So
yeah,
Adele's, she's got 1 year left. So
yeah.
That's where I feel like I did pull one or two, but we'll see. But I really tried to get a nice breath. Yeah. And I did include another, Johnny makeup fix, like Julianne Moore. So yeah. Oh my God.
Welcome back to a brand new episode, by the way.
Yeah. Whoop,
whoop. Okay. So we're going to dive into these Grammy looks.
We're feeling better too, by the way.
Yeah.
Because last week's episode was our therapy session. So thank you.
Hi. And I just want to clear the air.
Yes.
So this time nobody has to ask because the amount of people I had to reply to last time about what my nails were. So these are Scorpio nails from OPI and I'm wearing House Labs Burgundy Shine in case anybody's asking.
Absolutely.
Because we were a little pressed. Press?
Yes.
No, just kidding.
That was during the Golden Globes episode.
Golden Globes episode and like the YouTube video. Everyone was asking what nails. Girl,
yes.
Mama, press-ons.
Press-ons, Mama. Because we talked about how they were press-ons, but you didn't say what they were.
Yeah, OPI, the Sagittarius ones were in the video. And then these are the Scorpio ones. And then
lovely.
House Labs, Burgundy Shine.
Nice, nice.
Work.
And then what was your pink lip in the Golden Globes? Because everyone was asking that.
That's in the drugstore video. So if you want to know
there
what it
go.
Is, make sure you go watch our drugstore video.
Perfect
so
break.
Much.
After this episode, go watch it. So, all right, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com.
At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
And as always, when we do our Makeup Police episode, I want to go on record and say we are not judging anybody's physical appearance, their attractiveness, their body, their weight, their face, their whatever the case is. We are literally just assessing the application of the cosmeceuticals by the cosmetologist on the face.
Correct.
All right, mama. First up, we have Olivia Rodrigo.
Love.
Love. I know, girl. I wanted to start off positive.
Yeah.
I love.
We're changing things up here on the channel, on the pod.
Oh my God.
Stunning. Stunning.
This ombre red lip.
Mama, that's exactly what I thought.
Oh my
Whoever
God.
Whoever ombre'd that lip needs a raise.
And this smoky liner.
Look at the earring. Ooh. And the lip.
Oh my God. Same jewel tone red lip. And I like that it's not hot fire red cherry lip. It's almost like this deeper red lip liner.
I know.
Almost to like a soft red gloss.
Mama, if you told me
wow
that lip liner was so well blended on a bare lip and covered with clear lip gloss, I'd believe
I would
it.
Believe it.
Because you're right. I almost don't even see remnants of a lipstick underneath.
No,
you know what I mean?
No, not at all. Wow. Oh my God. This
yeah.
And this smoky liner.
Yes.
I'm like, everything is so, the lashes are beautiful. This is clearly, she's wearing a lash, but nothing that overpowering. The brows, I love this softly filled.
Beautiful.
I'm not even mad that they're not even that sculpted of a brow, because
no.
I think it would overtake.
The this lamination of the brow is done so well.
Breathtaking.
Yes. The lid is primed.
The lid is prime.
That's the difference, mama. Oh, another fun fact with this. She wore a vintage Versace dress that's older than her. Can you believe that?
Well, she's like 21.
12.
Isn't she?
I know. But I love a matchy moment. Yeah, where we're pulling from, like,
the
there's clearly a little bit of red on the dress and then from the earring, but it's not overwhelming. But I also love as well the nod. I don't know if this was intentional, but to her skin is very flawless. And I definitely, what I love is they're clearly playing down her tanness, because she is Latin, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know how much, but yeah. So she definitely, and I've seen her a lot tanner, but I love her. The main thing she was nominated for, obviously the whole album, but was for Vampire, the single. And I almost love the play, the way this was reading on the carpet. It was giving Vampire.
Oh my God.
So I thought it was so smart in that
she
regard.
She looks so beautiful.
She looks
great.
I
love everything about the makeup is such a success. The hair is very soft and simple, but I almost don't hate it.
Agreed.
I love the hair. It's very like soft, wispy, beautiful.
Yeah.
She looks great.
Yeah, this was a slay.
Wow.
All right, Dula Peep is Dula Peep. So I have an angel and a devil on my shoulder, because you know what? I, at first, when I was looking at it, I was like, okay, there's like, and it's funny. That's why I have both of these photos here, because one photo, it does look a little messier. And then in the other photo with the lighting, it does look a little bit cleaner. Mm-hmm. But I actually like and dislike things about both. In the photo where she's looking over her shoulder and it's a little brighter, my head actually wants to go to basic. But then here, I love the almost grungy.
Mm.
It's clearly with the red hair too. It is giving very a little rock and roll, where we have a very dewy blush that's very heavily applied and brought in a lot. And the eyes are almost giving like eye gloss grunge.
Yeah.
And I think especially with the dress she had, it worked very well. But it is, if anything I have to knock, it's something about the eyes are a little messy.
You know what I would have liked to see with the eyes? I love this like lilac.
The kiss of the
lavender
the highlighter.
Like,
yeah.
In the corner of the eye. But I almost, where I feel like I would want to change something, and this is where I would want to brighten her more, because mm-hmm. in both photos, you could see on like the inner corner of her eye, right above the lilac, she has a natural shadow.
Yeah.
So I would have liked to see that more, a little brighter. I would
exactly.
have taken like a matte shadow to kind of cast that shadow out, or lean into it.
Yes.
Sculpt her even more, because it almost pulls more dark in there.
Yeah.
I would have just liked to see, and also too, like setting right next to her nose, it looks like we set with something matte, and then all of a sudden we just see all this shine. Do you
Absolutely.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I'm kind of like,
yeah,
I would have loved to see us set her under eye a little bit more with something very finely milled,
yes.
and almost like in the with her texture more.
I agree, mama. Yeah.
Set her so it's a little bit smoother and keep the shine out of there, because I think it's emphasizing so much texture in her skin.
I agree.
Have that purposeful placement where if she gets a little dewier throughout the night, because I'm sure at this point she's naturally getting dewy.
Yes.
Too. So yeah, I would have liked to see her a little bit more matte, like under the eye and like towards like her nose and like the cheek area. But other than that, I love this makeup.
Yeah.
And it could really be successful if we set there, because it almost what it feels like to me at this point in time, it feels like she's been in this makeup for a while. She's starting to get oily. And then from the under eyes being shimmery, almost mm-hmm. like grungy looking, it falls into shimmer under the eye, yes. almost like glossy, like you're saying, the dewy eye, into a dewy cheek. And it now, what was purposeful here?
And I agree with, if this look was on a face card, I would have said, wow, that's going to be amazing. Put it on me. But I feel the problem is we used some of the products are wrong. Yeah. And for this, I blame Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk Cream Blush, because you know that's what she has on her cheeks. Mm. And that's why we always rant and rave when we do purchase or pass. And Charlotte comes out with another, remember over the summer, like those the Pillow Talk stick, glide on and go.
Yeah.
Okay. Stop marketing glowy, sheer, balmy things as simple and easy for everyone, because by no means, that is just as challenging. That is just as challenging to make work on someone with combination of oily skin, Miss Dula Peep, as a matte blush would be on someone who has dry skin. Yep. Like, so stop marketing that as easy, because yeah. You're totally right. With the pore she has on the side of her nose, we said it on the Golden Globes episode, I can gather that she has combo oily skin. We should not have been using whatever that blush is, and setting powder was not the right move for her.
Yeah.
And when you have texture like this on the skin, this is even my gig when I do my makeup full. When you're oily and you have texture like that, you have to mattify yourself and blur those pores out, Uncle Fester wise, and then add the shine and shimmer back in manually. You can't rely on your birth shimmer. Your birth oils, because it's going to start looking like this.
Yeah, because you're getting the shine in all the wrong places. Because again, look at this hard line of demarcation between where her like contour of her nose is to where it's like this rounded shape on both sides. So it almost looks like this halo of powder around her nose.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden it's texture and pores and shine.
Exactly.
Because we're not using the proper products all over her face. So
yeah.
While I do think this makeup is fun and she looks beautiful, I do think there were some choices that we could have
changed
a little differently.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. All right, next up, she was the talk of the town. Miss Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
If this isn't Jane Fonda, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
This is fully Jane Fonda. That's the first thing I thought.
Yeah.
So we have, I think this dress was actually Maison Margiela.
Oh.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Okay. If you watched our beauty video, you know. This was Maison Margiela, the dress. So it's so funny because obviously, I mean, the hair is just, it's difficult to focus on anything else. And
I don't hate it.
Okay. This is my thing. I looked at it and of course it's jarring. In a world where everybody is doing the same fucking thing over and over again, good for you, bitch. Good for you for take, like, I'm just so tired. Everyone is so, Regina George bought army pants and flip-flops, so I'm going to wear army pants and flip-flops, that at this point, I am so desperate for somebody to do anything individual or unique, no matter how weird, no matter how whatever, that honestly, girl, work. Tease that hair.
And you know, because it's giving me like lioness.
That's what I'm saying.
It's very like the makeup too with the dress. She looks snatched in all the right ways.
Yeah. yeah.
I know this is not part of the makeup.
Her teeth.
The Steve Harvey teeth are really getting to me.
I know.
The chiclets.
I know, girl. Those veneers. Veneers. Trend alert, veneers.
Oh my God, girl. They are like, they're too big for her mouth.
Well, and she's always had that, is it an overbite or an underbite? I don't know, where your front teeth come out farther. Like, and I think the veneers on top of it are really making it, you know. But yeah. But to be honest with you, the makeup is successful.
I really like the makeup. It's not overdone on her either, because especially with that big of hair.
Yes.
And I love this peachy lip. I love the sculpted like bronzer contour blush moment.
Yeah.
Not too much highlighter, no shimmer, because the dress is already so metallic. I love that the eyes have a soft gold and then this smoky liner, a bushy brow to go with like the taint, like that lion, lion mane rather, not tame, because it's not, can't be tamed.
It can't be tamed. Do I want a little bit more of a tail on those brows? Or does this work?
I'm torn. You know what? I
feel
almost,
like I don't hate it.
I almost don't hate it.
Because it's adding to the...
Yeah, because it's almost, she has like a straighter brow.
Yeah.
So I feel like because everything looks so snatched up, I feel like if her brows were any more of a tail or even turned to arch.
It would have aged her.
Yeah.
Because it would have been more Jane Fonda than young person doing a harken back to that.
Yeah.
Making a reference. Doing something avant-garde. Yeah.
I really...
And I don't... Okay. And I'm also going to say, I'm also somebody that hates like, well, other than like, when it's blatantly obvious, like a Kardashian or whatever, but someone that like speculates about plastic surgery. But I will say this, I have noticed, let's just say, let's just put it in a very wide net cast here. There's quite a few celebrities that are, I don't know anything about plastic surgery or what you can do, that are getting very sunken in, that are getting very, and I have to say, I don't know if that's the case. I'm saying that now. It might just be the makeup or it might just be how she's aging, whatever the case is. But I think when that starts to happen, and it doesn't look as bad from the side, but head on, the amount of contour we're getting here.
Because she might not need it because it looks like...
aging a lot of people. Am I wrong?
No, because then even if you look at like the head on photo, the cheeks are already kind of filled.
Yes.
So her cheeks already have like a lot of definition. So when cheeks have that much definition, Olivia Rodrigo, for example, has great cheekbones, great structure, but she didn't have a lot of contour, bronzer, blush on.
Exactly. That's what I mean. And it's hard because in this side photo with the flash on her, it's not as intense.
Not as intense.
But looking at her head on, there's that, you know, there's a situation happening with
too much contour.
The cheekbones. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it's,
But that's where she does look snatched. But I like it. I think it's successful.
And we definitely didn't. And to be honest with you, to some degree, the reason I'm not going to give this like a 10 out of 10 on the scale of like taking a big swing is because we took a big swing with the dress. We took a big swing with the hair and we really played it safe with the makeup. I almost wish that we were brave enough to add one element in the makeup that matched the amount of effort in the dress and the hair.
Oh, especially. Yeah.
I mean, mama, give me a gold shimmer on the eye. You know what?
Especially because this was the night that she won her first Grammy.
Exactly. Like, so, and especially with that dress, you know, I'm such a, you know how I feel about green gold, but mama, if you were going to give me any more of a liquid shadow that was like that metal on the eye, what a beautiful like statement.
Especially
that,
with her blue eyes.
That's what I mean. I wish we were took a risk with the makeup somewhere.
Well, we did. It's just too much contour.
All right. We have Vantasia Barrino. So
I love this.
It. I love it. Wow. It's drama, mama. But let me tell you, we got a halo eye, which means we're darker on the outside and the inside. Like, so, and then you do lightness on the center of the lid.
Yeah.
That halo eye, the way they brought that gunmetal silver up on her skin is exquisite. These lashes are
stunning.
Mama, drama city, but they're not wearing her.
No.
She's wearing them.
You could see all the eye makeup still.
And I love it's so brilliantly chosen to go this dramatic, but the specific cut of the lash they picked was so genius for it to be so spiky because you're still seeing the eyeshadow through those big spaces.
Yeah.
And the brows are exquisite.
And I love the beauty marks re-enhanced with eyeliner, the three, the one above her brow, the one above the lip and to the side.
Yes.
I love the lip combo that they chose. This like soft nude.
And with the dress.
Oh my gosh.
This is what I mean about Miley's makeup. Like this is an example of the makeup is an extension of the dress.
Yeah.
Which when you're going more ballsy with the dress.
Yeah. This is so color choice of everything from forehead to chin is like stunning.
And let me tell you, I wish they did a little bit on the nose, but to reinforce our Dua Lipa point, that is a setting powder that is right for her, man.
Yeah.
There is not a pore in sight. There is not shine in sight. That's my thing about red carpet makeup that always drives me nuts. And we talked about this, is like, I hate the whole, and I get it for certain people, but I hate the general blanket statement of like, red carpet makeup needs to be Charlotte Tilbury Flawless Filter and Pat McGrath oil-based sheer coverage foundation.
Right.
I would rather be more matte on a carpet than this, when my makeup is done, look like a little wet, ethereal, naked mole rat, because in an hour, it's going to be at your feet.
Because they're not getting their makeup done and walking directly on the carpet.
No, girl.
They're going to be in this makeup for about an hour, I'm like, assuming.
Dua Lipa, we were starting to see the cracks in the foundation and she didn't even perform yet. That was her arriving. She performed.
And most of these celebrities probably aren't getting their makeup touched up.
No.
If they're performing, maybe their makeup artist is coming with them. Mm-hmm. But like, I bet you 9 times out of 10, they don't have somebody. They probably in their little purse.
Little powder puff in that. Yeah.
Yeah, in that purse. Like, I think we're probably going to be surprised of how many people have to touch up their own makeup once their makeup artist is like not.
Absolutely.
Doing
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And with this makeup, I will say, I'm going to give this a 9.9 out of 10. Mm-hmm. What I would have loved to see is bringing a little bit of that foundation to the neck and chest. Since it's an open dress, I would have loved to see that foundation be brought down a little bit. Give me that. Bring it down to like an open cut. Body makeup is a thing.
Girl, Trixie Let's, Mattel. Where's yeah. Trixie? Yeah.
I know.
Body makeup. If it yeah. shows, it goes. Yeah. Like, yes, yeah. I and could I just, agree more.
I would have loved to see, because she has such beautiful skin already.
Yeah.
But I would have loved to see that extra flawless where you could see the color differentiation yes. between her neck and her face.
Yes.
Because now that we've done all this work on the face, bring that beautiful work down, especially because the reason why I feel like it's so noticeable with her, the embellishment on the lip with the jewelry, mm-hmm. I would have loved to see, because your eye naturally follows that down to then her neck. Just, it's almost like a hard cut.
Yes.
Bring that down to the neck and chest.
I know. And another, I know this isn't fashion police, but if I
this was, dress.
Oh, it's amazing. And I know
leg
this
and
is,
body from Dermablend on oh, that leg girl, showing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And I know this isn't fashion police, but you know what it would have exactly body makeup. Give me a little highlight on those clavicles to really let it pop.
A little necklace moment.
Okay, girl, give me. With this ring, could you imagine if there was a way, even, and I don't know if I would want a choker around to be the catalyst for it, but I know, like, I would almost work my magic in some, I would do fucking eyelash glue or something. I want that jewelry. I want body makeup, highlighter on the clavicle. I want an extension of that lip. I want it to run down and go straight down between the cleavage.
Oh, like almost like a rhinestone, girl, like single thing
give me,
down.
Like I literally would have bought a necklace that looked exactly and just like that. Glued and it I would have done that, and I would have had that bad boy going straight down to bring wow. that diamond all the way down, almost yeah. looking like it was dripping all the way down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's, mm-hmm. I agree with you. I want something there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All righty. Next up, we have Chloe Bailey from Haley and Chloe. Hallie and Chloe. Chloe and Hallie. Weren't they a duo for 5 seconds before the one was the Little Mermaid and now this? I know they're a little bit like Gen Z. I don't really know their situation. And I know Halle Bailey more from like getting into acting. She was the Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
But this is her sister, Chloe. Okay. Dress snatched.
This dress is stunning. Amazing.
The hair, flawless.
Yeah.
Makeup. What's jumping out at me immediately, honestly, I think this makeup is so breathtaking.
Agreed.
This is an example, and you know we love lashes on this show. The lash is wearing her.
It's a little. I was going to say.
Too big.
The only thing that I don't love about this is I would have loved to see the lash that was on.
Fantasia.
Yeah. On her.
Yes.
Because give me that spiky piecey, or even something that is a little bit more tapered.
Yes.
Because with this
beautiful
makeup, everything is stunning, except the lash is just
weighing the eye down.
Weighing her, because it's almost too short and too dense.
It's way too dense.
Give me a spikier lash with this.
Like, I don't even have a problem with the length. It's the density.
It's
black, like just
umbrellas.
It's wearing her. She's not wearing the lash.
Yeah.
It's weighing down
and
the
especially
whole
because
eye.
We have that heavy, heavy, heavy top. And then on the bottom, it's a soft brown with maybe bottom mascara
If I pop the lash off, I have no qualms with the eyeshadow. Because that bottom lash, it's clean. Because
I can't tell what's happening on the lower, the other third of the eye. She has a wing liner.
Yeah.
But I'm losing because, and there's a great focal point too with shimmer on the lid.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go diagonally up to her brow bone, which is perfectly highlighted, not overstated, to a perfectly smoked out crease.
Yes.
Wing liner, tight.
Yes.
Tight black liner in that waterline.
Yep.
And then this heavy, it's just, it detracts and makes, it just makes everything feel disjointed. It felt like the lash was an afterthought because the lip is perfectly sculpted. Her face is perfectly sculpted. The neck, the chest, everything.
And you know what it might be too? Ooh. And this, I don't know, based on all these photos, that lash may not be as dense as we think. And it may be a pretty significant wing liner. Like that wing liner might be going up. Because see how it's actually... You see the spikes of the lash. It's a pretty clean line there. I think this is a really heavy wing liner as well. So we either needed to dial back the lash or the liner. And to be honest with you,
you know what?
I almost wish I could see the lash without the liner because the lash might be right. I think it's that we just did too big of a thick wing and the lash. And in photos, it ends up looking like we're wearing
a big lash.
Five lashes.
Wow. You know what? You're right, because you could totally see
what
it
I
go
mean?
From
it's
the inner.
Really clean.
And then you see a clean black line almost cut the lashes off where you see these spikes coming out of nowhere.
Yeah.
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 I think the liner might also be the culprit.
Like,
yeah, it's so overpowering.
Yeah.
She looks asleep because it literally is dragging her eye down.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's the liner, Mama. I think it's the liner.
And I think the lashes are also, I mean, they are, if you told me they were coming out an inch, like they are really big. Something's got to be pulled back because it's doing a disservice to the makeup and
this makeup
how beautiful
is so
she
is. Beautiful. And she is stunning too. She doesn't need that huge liner, huge lash.
No.
Like we could have dialed it back. One or the other.
Yeah.
Let the liner speak for itself or let the lash speak for
itself.
And if you're going to do a big liner, you need a lash 100%.
Yeah.
But like you definitely, I feel like the liner is more so the issue here.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Alrighty, and we're back with the latter half of the best and worst makeup looks from the Grammys. Okay, y'all. Now, I'm going to admit something to you. We've been afraid to critique this next celebrity because we know how the fan base is.
Oh, I feel like I know who this is.
But I want to say something now. My fave, my Taylor Swift is on this list. She's coming up after this. And let me tell you.
I didn't see her.
It's
up close. I saw her with the award and snatching whatever.
So this isn't. So I will say my fave is on this list.
Oh,
after coming up later.
Oh,
and it's dark-sided. So if I can critique my own fave, y'all can handle us critiquing Miss Taylor Swift.
Okay,
we're not going to be afraid here. I'm beautiful and bothered, Miss Taylor Swift.
All right.
Okay, so I love the dress.
This Audrey Hepburn almost, like black glove. Love that. Okay.
I will say this. There is something not related to the makeup to me that is making me fight the black gloves. And here's the tea.
I have two things.
Okay. We'll get to the makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say.
The hair.
I hate the hair. Okay.
It's so odd.
Out of the shower, air dried. And I don't understand this trend in the past couple of years of people showing up to the red carpet, no matter the event, in a thousands upon $1,000 of dress, multi-million dollars in jewelry, face beat with wet towel hair. I don't understand it. And
I am very lost with why.
It was a problem enough from the side. This, the whole... From the ear down, the hair is air dried.
Yeah.
It is wet, dried hair.
And then these bangs are like out of
growing out my straight across bangs.
Yeah.
That's what it's giving. It's giving I'm growing out my straight bangs and they're at that in-between length. Yeah. But then when I found this photo of this braid. Okay, Kevin, you're going to understand when I say this completely. As people that have done bridal makeup forever, and I also did hair, bridal hair, this is giving new hairstylist and the bridesmaid wanted a braid. And I don't know how to make the braid look thick. So I did this. And let me tell you something. Even as a bridal hairstylist myself, and I've been out of the bridal hair and makeup game now for 2 years, but when it was, the 5 years I was in it, the braids were all the rage. And when I saw a bridesmaid pull up a photo of a braid, I would want to jump out the window because I do not think braids in the hair look particularly adult or elegant. And moreover, you can fight me on this. Any photo any person has ever showed a hairstylist of a hair look with a braid is a photo from Google where the woman having that braid in has 150 pounds of hair extensions in. And they don't realize that. And I would have to say, Mama, this is a photo and she has Dolly Parton circa 1970s level extensions in. To make those braids so thick.
Thick and rich.
That is what a braid looks like on a normal human being. Because normal people do not have enough hair to make it look the way it looks on Google. So this is giving, like, we did everything. We ran out of time for the hair. My hair is air dried while you did my makeup. Blow out my bangs and give me a braid.
No, I really do think that they did not leave enough time for her hair because
it's not doing justice for this.
No, this is not even her hair doesn't even look styled.
Girl, it's out of the shower.
And it's the other parts don't look brushed and no. It doesn't look
It looks like we scrunched LA Looks gel in the base, like crunchy air-dried hair. And the reason I say all this is because now going back to the dress, you're totally right with the Audrey Hepburn element. If we're keeping the black gloves and the black shoes, I need a style to the hair.
Why not an updo?
Anything, girl. Anything.
Especially with her bangs. And like, why not do an Audrey Hepburn, like, very like sleek bun or something, a tied back, a pulled back style on her. She looks great with a pulled back style. Yes. So why wouldn't we lean into that more where now all of a sudden we're braiding back almost from the top here. We're braiding it back now where the braid is coming all to one side, flat,
yeah,
and then one braid peeking through the rest of the hair that doesn't look like it was brushed.
No, and now, do you agree with me? Where if we're going to keep this hair, if Ms. Swift is married to this hair, I want those gloves to be white. Imagine with the if those gloves and shoe, if it was all white, it would lend itself to this more youthful or not time period hairstyle.
Yeah,
if it was all white. But the hair is clashing with the period reference of the black gloves.
Yeah.
That's what's killing me. And I also am having a problem with the, I bought every necklace at Hot Topic and I put them all on at once.
I'm not kidding. So that, when I said there was two things.
Do you know when they sell
sets? The
hair
and the necklace.
You know when they sell sets of necklaces that have one giant clasp?
Yeah.
That's what this is giving. And what's the reference, Mama? Like, that's what, like, I need to bite you. Like, that's the reference. Is what are we doing? Are we doing Audrey Hepburn or are we doing 2024? There's a lot of fighting going on.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah.
Because I would have loved to even see this one with, like, this black drop.
Yeah.
With the silver. Have that alone. And maybe the one longer, have those two as the statement. The choker piece, I would almost get rid of.
Yes.
Because again, with all the hair pulled to one side and with all the jewelry, there's too much going on now and near her neck that with all this hair and then all the five different lengths of necklace, I'm very confused as to why we, I think, and here's my thing with anybody very popular, and this goes for anybody, not just Taylor Swift, but because Taylor Swift is very, very, very much in the limelight right now and everyone is really laser focused on her.
Yes.
If I were doing her hair, makeup and styling for an award show, knowing
Mama
at any given moment that woman is going to be on camera, flawless.
It would be the same amount of planning as heading into battle. It would be, I would have figurines. I would have, literally, it would be a battle plan.
I would be taking front, side, profile mug shots, mama.
I know.
And I would make sure everything is flawless. Honestly, shame on the hairstylist.
Yeah, and I'm going to say the same thing with the makeup, too, is my thing with Taylor Swift is I feel like any time I really see, not every time, but most of the time when I see her on a carpet, it's giving, and I feel like she really does like to portray this persona, so maybe it's more of her intervention or her idea with all this than we think, but it always is giving, like, I don't care about these things, I'm just going to throw something together. That's always what it's giving, and because I feel like she wants to portray that image, but it's like, you know, the battle of, like, you know, you can still be that person and have that personality, but girl, just let your gaze play with you. You know what I mean? Let your gaze, like, show you off. Like, that's what we're here for.
And
like,
I haven't seen this makeup up close yet, but I do have a general thought of her makeup. And I just want to say this before we move on and really dive into her makeup.
Yeah. Oh God, girl, the choker is a clock. Okay, sorry.
And time is ticking.
Mustard.
I want to say something, and this is not, this is not a dig at Taylor.
No.
This is more so something that I'm observing as I see her more at more and more events. And I think because she is in the spotlight right now, I want to see her in makeup that she didn't wear on tour, that she doesn't wear to the grocery store. She wears this same makeup look everywhere. And this is not a read, but like, does her makeup artist have one look for her?
I know.
The red lip, the wing liner, and the shimmer. And like, she looks no different. If you covered this and showed me her face, I wouldn't be able to tell if this is her tour look or if this was the Golden Globes or the Oscars or the Grammys or this or that.
Literally fuck off, because I have two thoughts. I was literally in my head have already formed. A is exactly what I was going to say. She never takes a risk with her makeup. Or let me reframe so people don't, Swifties don't get mad at me. Her makeup artist never takes a risk with her makeup on her.
No.
And I think it's a travesty because she is beautiful. She has the perfect oval face, gorgeous blue eyes. Like, it's a playground for someone to go, like, take so many risks and express her music in her makeup. And that never happens, A. And B, I was going to say before, as we were talking about the jewelry and the fashion, if I cropped three different photos at the exact, at the top of the dress down was one photo, from the top, the exactly above where the dress ends to the top of the neck, and showed you the jewelry and then showed you the makeup and the hair, and put, you would never, Mad Libs, you would never put the three of those together in a lineup.
No.
It looks like three different looks. The jewelry is going somewhere else, the dress is going there, and the hair and makeup are going there.
Yeah, give me a noun, verb, and adjective, and it doesn't make
sense. Girl, it is so disjointed, and that's what I mean. So now, my point being, actually talking about the makeup, is that, yes, they never take a risk with her makeup, and it kills me. It is the same, and unlike Olivia Rodrigo, who basically has very similar makeup.
Very similar makeup to this, but
Olivia Rodrigo's makeup is giving this look, but actually risky. There's
and
a
elevated.
Risk because it was pale. It was the vampire element we were saying.
An ombre red lip, a smoky liner instead
of
this.
No eyeshadow.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And where that is this same look elevated, this is giving Sephora employee at Holiday.
Because I was just about to say, give me that finger.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, this is
Sephora employee handbook.
A Sephora employee.
Guys might not know this. When you get hired at Sephora, basically the Gestapo makeup is a red lip and a wing line.
How many times, and anybody else that has worked for Sephora currently does, when we did, every time we had corporate visits, we were like, let's all do a uniform look. We were like, cool. So what's the look? They were like, how about a wing liner and red lip? And I was like, groundbreaking.
Oh, but mama, that was like in the handbook too. Like yeah.
We're
talking,
girl, back in the day.
That's
mama,
what you like had to wear.
Five pieces of visible makeup.
Yeah.
But that was like then the same year.
They used to look at me and say, wear a red lip and a wing liner. I would say you would have to fucking hold me down.
Well, and then they couldn't anymore.
Yes. Oh, God. Well, that's a whole thing. But even on me, girl, no red lip and wing liner.
And honestly, this is something that maybe because I'm going to say this, I feel bored with her.
That's
because
exactly.
I want to see,
I'm
give
always
me a
underwhelmed by the makeup.
There was a look that someone did on her, and I wonder if it was her makeup artist, where she had a dark lip.
Yes.
Almost this dark that I'm wearing. And it was so gorgeous on her.
Yes.
Give me big swings. I'm tired of seeing her wearing a red lip, wing liner, and barely an eyelash.
This is the same makeup she had on when she was 15.
And the same makeup that she just wore on her Eras
That's
tour.
What I'm saying. It's so, like, it's just a travesty, especially that someone whose makeup, whose music is so global and so dissected. Yeah. Give us the, where's the makeup artist working with her that it has the vision of old Gaga of let's bring the moods and the feelings and yes. the tone of the album into your makeup. Where is it, especially that this isn't the Golden Globes. This isn't the Oscars. This is the Grammys where,
because even
surprise to no one, Midnight is going to win the Grammy at the end of the night. Where is Midnight in like Vampire in Olivia Rodrigo? Where is Midnight? Where is your artistry as a musician in the makeup? And I'm not saying this. I fully think that this is not Taylor's choice. I wish I could do, we could do her makeup and to her about this, because I would love to start to amp her up a little bit.
Because mark my words, Super Bowl has not happened yet.
Yeah.
We will see her at the Super Bowl because Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. right? This look will be on her at the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And she'll be wearing a Chiefs hat and this makeup.
I know. Alrighty, next up, Miss Christina Aguilera, who Kevin just learned was Spanish. Okay.
Literally.
Yeah, he just learned she was Latin. Okay. Love this dress with her platinum hair. The baby blue situation. Like, it's very, it's working for me.
I don't know if I love the hair.
Nobody likes a wet wig, to quote Violet Chachki. It's giving wet wig.
It's,
it's giving vegetable oil in the hair, and it's not, I don't love that.
Girl.
Because listen, from a distance.
Stunning.
It's stunning. Gorgeous.
Honey, you know what this is? This is going to the aquarium.
Yes.
Cute from afar, far from acute.
Totally.
Because you tap on that glass, mama, at the aquarium, it gets closer and you say, oh, girl, back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's the closer we get, there's quite a few issues.
Okay, ready?
Rattle it off.
Top, wet wig. These 90 degree brows.
Girl, the brows.
The 90 degree brows. This lash that does not work with this look. This wet brown lip liner that is jagged.
Jagged little fucking pill.
And she looks like she is clenching her mouth because look, the veins in her neck, she looks uncomfortable.
I know.
She's trying to serve fierce Tina, and she is giving, uncomfortable.
The only successful thing about this is the skin.
The skin looks gorgeous.
Stunning.
The brows are too angular. The contour, the blush.
Lovely. Like,
and if we're going to do platinum hair, can we go a little bit lighter on the brow? I know we're like, we can't go too light. Can we just do a softer color brow? And this lash feels like there's such a gap between. So do we not think to put a little bit of eyeliner or even tight line? Because this lash isn't even touching her lash.
We definitely put some kind of an eyeliner because it's now transferring up to that crease. You see that little black line, mama?
Is that a black line or is that just like her fold?
Oh, no. It's a black liner. So something's too wet and we're creasing. Like eyeliner.
Well, then we didn't. I feel like we put lash down first and then liner.
Yes.
Because look at that gap underneath in the outer corner.
Girl, I'm going to zoom in. This is another. Yes. Okay. Makeup artist. Look how big that goddamn lash is. And you're totally right. These lashes were put on before the liner or with no liner. You can see the gap of skin between natural lashes and the lash. It's beautiful. Like the eyeshadow's okay. I'm not going to say beautiful. There's a little too much shimmer on the brow bone.
It's all one color.
It's a garage door of champagne. Yeah. But the brows are fired. Whoever did that. Fired.
Yeah. Because they're too it's too bump.
She's
like
a brick.
Yeah.
House. That is a brick brow. Wow. And this next photo here of the side profile brings me to my next point, which is kind of the same point as Miley Cyrus. I don't know. And I know Christina's lost a bunch of weight recently. So that might be but with the harshness of the natural cheekbones, the amount of contour.
Yeah,
and I don't know if it's the amount of contour or if it's how light the under eyes are, but you can really see it from the side profile. It's just too heavy of a contour. And am I right in saying, is that lace?
It's a wig.
Wig. Yeah, right?
Oh, that's a wig. Lace.
It's such a shame because, the color of the hair, the dress, and the base makeup are so good. Oh, my God. I just realized I didn't turn my head around. That was Larry the Cable Guy filling in for me, are so good that I just think what went wrong, the lashes, the brows, etc., really...
Yeah, because she's looked much more put together. And this just feels, again, like every aspect of the makeup feels like it was done by somebody different.
Absolutely. Totally.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Ms. Laverne Cox. Okay, so I did very much like the dress. So I pulled this photo and I was looking at it very intensely and I couldn't, something was off. And
I know what it is.
This ended up being the one that I fixed. So this is the one that I, Johnny, makeup. Okay.
So I want to see if we agree.
Yeah. So I can tell you right out of the gate, looking at this and like analyzing it and redoing the makeup myself, which if you watch Golden Globes episode, you know the routine. If you're new here, basically I redo the makeup how I would do it, but I make sure that we're just correcting application and tone. Not a single thing is smooth. No wrinkle is erased. It's just to show that the application makes such a big difference.
Can I point out a few things and see if this is what you fixed? Okay. A, I need a darker lip liner.
Okay.
Definitely saturation color of the lip is perfect. Mm-hmm. And it matches the dress perfectly. I need definition. I can't quite place it.
It's a tough one, wasn't it? I was like staring at it and it took me a while to get it right.
Because it's something about the eyes.
Yeah, it is.
And it's the brows almost need to be differentiated between like the color and almost it almost looks like she has bleach brows.
Yes.
Because... Again, where the brows on, who was it that were too dark? Christina Aguilera.
Yes.
I need definition in these brows to almost get cleaned up.
Yep.
And I need cleaned up brows. I need more happening on the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a tight line in that waterline because it almost looks like she has doll eyes.
Pinocchio. That was the biggest offender. Yes. It's the amount of darkness on the lower lash line
with
a naked waterline. So we're getting that. And she has very big eyes. So it's giving the Pinocchio eye look. And then my last point was with the skin, the contrast is too much. The blush and the highlight.
Because I love the blush color.
Yes. And the blush is, it's almost, and especially I saw other ones with side profiles. I don't have a picture of it, but it almost looks like they contoured with blush, which I'm not a fan of. It was too much and the contour is too strong and the highlights are too light. The concealer's too light and then the contour is too aggressive. So it's too much, the contrast is too much.
This was like just a few steps away from being perfect. Like
I know.
If we could go back in and literally, as you did, edit it, but in real time, if the makeup artist just step back and maybe have like another 30 minutes to go back and edit.
Absolutely.
This could be, you can soften, you can.
Which I agree. When I redid Julianne Moore's makeup, I did her makeup because she didn't have any. I literally removed what they did wrong and then started from scratch. This was tweaking. So you basically hit the nail on the head. This is Laverne Cox if I did her makeup. So we have first of all, the contour on the nose of the original is messy. You're totally right about the brows. They needed more definition, but in her original photo, not only are the brows too light, what's making them look lighter and washed out is the nose contour from here to the bridge of the nose is way too dark. So it's almost making the brow look like it's going down further. And then there's no nose contour on the end. First of all, we made the brows darker. I thickened the brows a hair and I instead of arching them so much, I straightened them a little bit because they were too downturned. Lightened that up, brought the nose contour down. I deepened up the concealer a hair, lifted the blush placement and softened all of that contour. And another thing I realized the more I was doing this was she is very neutral. If you put her skin side by side with like Chloe
Bailey,
she is very warm. Her makeup, Laverne Cox, it was too yellow on her face. It needed to be neutral a little bit more. So to neutralize the contour and the concealer, and then how much of a difference cleaning up that under eye so it's not so runny and messy underneath, tightening that up to the lash line and adding a darker a black in the waterline now brings the eyes up, because that effect, we always say, to do darkness on the lash line with a nude waterline is literally making the eye look like this. Like the eye is drooping down.
Yeah.
Smoked out a hair more shadow in the outer V, and I beefed up the lash.
I was going to say,
because she has such round eyes, she needs a flare. And honestly, if I was really doing this, I thought about it. You talk about how psychotic I am. I was laying in bed last night after I did this, and I go, I should have put a wing liner on her, because that really would have extended and cat-eyed a little bit more with the look. And then, believe it or not, with the skin neutralized, the contrast of the skin toned down a little bit, the lip is untouched. And the lip, to me, works. The reason you need that darkness on the lip liner in the before is because there's all of the lightness all around here and the sides of the nose is pulling ashy. So it is, you need more anchor to that lip. But in the, I did nothing to the lip, and the lip works so much better once that is enhanced. We did a little highlight to the brow bone, and I brightened up a little bit in here, the eyeshadow, and softened up that nose contour that was connecting to the brow, because it was just far too heavy and dark. And you see what I mean? This also is a thing with the Christina Aguilera of it all, and the Miley Cyrus. Laverne Cox has very strong cheekbones. She doesn't need that much contouring. It looks too angular and too harsh. Softening up that contour,
especially right to the apple of her cheek, is so, we don't get rid of all that.
Exactly.
You did that. You softened it out.
It's making her face look more full, which that's a thing. And again, I was just speculating before, and I still am, but the trend I'm seeing of a lot of older women in Hollywood getting something done where we have these sunken cheeks.
Yeah.
I don't see how they don't realize it's making them look older. You're literally taking volume away from your face, and it's making you look more gaunt and yeah, sunken in. You can see lightening that contour is quite literally making her face look a little rounder and more plump, which is more youthful. You don't need that aggressive of a contour. And lighten the blush and raise the blush a little bit into the hairline. The blush placement where the blush should be on the original is not bad. It's just that they did a harsh, dark contour and then did the blush and literally layered the blush over the entire contour.
Yeah.
So the contour from side was like pulling burgundy. It was too much blush. Oh, and you know what else I did at the very last minute that was like making me live? Right on the sides of the brows, here and here, a dash of blush on the forehead. Do you see the sides of the forehead?
Oh, yeah.
Right above the brows to bring that tone in. Yeah. Up to the top of the forehead.
Yeah, this looks so crazy.
But the eyes were the biggest offender. It was that bottom lash line.
And it's amazing how the lip looks totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Like you changed it.
Yeah, same exact lip. Didn't touch it.
Wow.
And I will say as well, we need body makeup.
Yeah, mama.
Because do you see from this how ashy the makeup looks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what was so jarring about this makeup is that like, everything just looks kind of like drab.
Yes.
Oh my God. What a difference.
I know.
I cannot get over that.
And it's just this, honestly, it was reducing the contrast. It was darkening up the concealer and the highlights and lightening up the contours and mm-hmm. shadows.
Wow.
It was too much of a dissonance that it was really, it's making her look so chiseled out and harsh, where if we darken the highlights and lighten the shadows, it softens everything.
She, like, I tag her in the comments. She needs to see it.
I know, girl. But yeah. So,
wow.
All right, girl, this next one breaks my heart. This is, like I said, if I can rip my Taylor Swift to shreds, you could handle us critiquing Taylor Swift. We have Miss Kelly Clarkson, who, in my opinion, should have won Pop Vocal Album because chemistry was unbelievable. Okay. Dress stunning.
Wow. You know what? And she's not wearing a floral.
Fuck you for always coming for my Kelly. He always rips Kelly Clarkson. He's like, and it's definitely an age thing because Kelly Clarkson was the first album CD I ever asked for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not Cher?
We had Believe somehow was in my house. Like someone bought it for my mom and that's what I bought for. But that's how well you know me. The very first Christmas I ever asked for my own music taste, because my sisters were older, so they had their own taste. And it took me a while to like, not just like who they liked and get interest of my own.
Yeah.
So it was Kelly Clarkson and Cher were the first albums I asked for. And I got Kelly Clarkson, Breakaway, and my parents, because God bless them, got me a Cher tribute album because they didn't know the difference. So it was some drag queen singing Cher songs. It was like gypsies. And I was like, something sounds off about this. And it took me a while because I didn't know. I was 10. I didn't know tribute albums were a thing. And I was like, why does she sound different? Yeah. So Breakaway was the first album I got. But you always make fun of her. And I was saying the age thing because I grew up with badass Kelly Clarkson. I grew up with like
Leather
Behind
Jacket.
These Hazel Eyes. Yeah, yeah. Like American Idol winner, just lighting the ground on fire.
Well, that's what I remember. And then all of a sudden now she has a talk show and she's wearing floor length floral gowns.
Did you stan her back then?
No.
Oh, that's why, bitch. I was counting. I was downloading.
I remember the looks. I'm reading her on the looks now. How did she go from badass to wearing floor length floral gowns?
Because she's in her mid 40s.
And that's all she knows how to wear now?
Katy Perry needs to take a note from her grow up. Take the lollipops off your tits and let's grow up a little bit.
Yeah, but like, Katy Perry is...
Yeah, I don't know her. But I was downloading Behind These Hazel Eyes music video on Windows Media Player before LimeWire was a thing. So that's...
LimeWire.
Come on, girl. Windows Media Player was all we had back in the day. Anywho's. So he always calls her now. Like, he's like, she see pictures her in floral dresses with the daytime talk show. I was like, That's
I love this dress though. This makeup,
girl.
Is that lipstick on her teeth?
Probably. I need to have a sit down with Kelly Clarkson's makeup artist because even on the daytime talk show, her makeup is either so beautiful or so bad. There is no in between. And these eyes and this brow.
The brow
is
mama. The brow
unforgivable. Look how much darkness is under that eye, girl. If you told me she slept in that eyeshadow, who would put that on her?
Oh my God.
And listen, she's getting older now. She's in her, I think, early 40s. We can't pack on all that black and shimmer underneath the eye. It is so messy and it is aging her. She looks 10 years older than she really is.
I'm also trying to like...
I know.
Because are you seeing what I'm seeing with the contour?
It's
both sides.
This?
It's
what is
she had half moons missing.
I know, girl. I don't
know. What is going on with the eyes and the brows and the face?
And then the forehead is gray. We don't have a scotch of bronzer, a scotch of contour.
No. And then what this texture on her lids, like what did we put on her that is like.
And I'm gonna say this as well, and I don't want a single person to come for me. Because I'm making this correlation. Kelly Clarkson is aging like I am aging. And that is like white people aging like milk. She definitely, and I guarantee she's had no work done. And also Kelly Clarkson, another thing, I think someone who goes through a lot of weight fluctuation, that is a difficult thing, especially as you get older with your skin. Because when you have that volume, when you're a little heavier and then you lose the weight, you're not going to rejuvenate. It's not going to bounce back as quickly. And I think you're seeing that in her under eyes and the aging, if you will. She's still stunning. But that being said, there needs to be an adjustment done to the makeup in that way. And this eyeshadow application is criminal, is absolutely criminal.
There is nothing I can even say that is productive because I'm just like everything I'm looking at is so challenging. Like, the brows are filled in with two different shapes. Like the front of both brows are different. The angles of both brows are different.
The brows are
literally
bad.
I'm not even kidding. Two different depths of color.
I know.
And the fill. And then
look at how much weird gray shimmer is on the brow bone. All the way up to the brow bone. Only on one side. Only on my side. And on Kevin's side, the brow bone is like highlighted with a matte. Like it's just like,
what is happening?
I know. It's devastating. And I also have to say as well, she's been rocking the blonde hair, which I love Kelly Clarkson as a blonde.
Me too.
I don't know how I feel about this. Like I'm growing out my hair. Like this is a very interesting root. Like this, because it looks like the root is dyed. And you know, when a blonde tries to go back to brown, it's always too warm. It's giving box dye brown into blonde. And it's not enough to be an ombre, but it's too much to just be a root fade.
Well, because she's getting a root touch up. And she's like, yeah, let's do brown.
Yeah.
And they're fading it in. Well, yeah, because look at that. It looks like she's wearing a helmet. She looks like she's wearing an Elvis wig.
Fuck you. I was just going to say that. I literally, if I... Literally. Oh my God.
As soon as you went to this, I can only see an Elvis wig.
Down in Vegas. I don't know an Elvis song. Yeah. It girl, looks like it looks Elvis like she's wig. Wearing an Elvis, a plastic Elvis
hair over the blonde.
And her blonde is coming out the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like she stuck it on and she's going
That's
to
what
it.
I'm saying. And I'm not sure, we're not trying to be bitchy, but it's so unintentional because it's like clearly a growing out situation because
she's
the blonde
it.
Is so beautiful. There's so many highlights, there's so much dimension.
That blonde is gorgeous.
Gorgeous. And then
the way
we just
that
have
it's styled. Brown. And then this brown
Elvis. Because initially Elvis I was going to say, especially with the dress, it's giving like Priscilla Presley, what I was going to say, with the bouffants and then the makeup that's aging her on top of it. It's just like, I would have to do a double take to even see like recognize that this was her. It's just they did her dirty. Oh, girl,
yeah, they did her
very oh my
dirty.
God. Okay, next up, this is a new artist. Her name is A-R-Y-A.
Aria
or Era. I don't know how she pronounces it, and her last name is Star with two R's, so it might be like a stage name. She was nominated for Best New Artist. I don't know who this is. I've never heard a single song by her, but I had to put her on this list because the makeup. So we can briefly touch on it because it is so girl.
Wow.
You know who did it?
Who?
Patrick Ta.
Wow.
Which I don't love everything Patrick Ta does, but I mean, if you like, that's fucking Patrick Ta. Wow. And he is trying to sell his blush and is it working?
Yeah.
It's exquisite.
Everything looks
again,
so...
she's 5 years old, so it's going to be, you know, he's not working with a lot of difficulty, but just the application.
But like, look at the brows, like that slick
laminated
brow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
The laminated brow, that carved out crease with that silver glitter.
And like the white, because look on the one eye
yes.
further away. It almost looks like a white liner that's carved.
Absolutely.
That super clean line.
He did, yes. A white liquid liner.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The wow. lash is the perfect choice. Not too heavy. It's not wearing her. The transition, the cut, the sharpened up line out here. The brows are perfection. The skin is perfection. The nose
lip.
Contour. The lip. Is so successful. And that's a thing I know. And we joke around, like we're saying she's 5 years old. So yes, it's not difficulty because he's not working. He's working with the perfect palette, if you will. But girl, we've seen
the
we've
artistry
seen,
level.
We have seen makeup on people just as young as her with a boo-boo lip, with a runny boo-boo wet lip. Mm-hmm. So
oh, yeah.
This, that's what the app and the blush. This Whoa. Is how you do heavy blush successful.
Wow.
It is so exquisite. And with this, it was giving Cher vibes. Like it was just
the long hair, yes. the jewel, everything. This is probably my favorite look.
I know. It was so beautiful. Wow. I had to throw her on here because I was mesmerized.
Wow.
Last but not least, we have Miss Ellie Goulding. Ghoul? Okay. Ellie Goulding. I love this dress. I will say, I love the dress and in other shots. And this isn't just for women, even men, because we're now living in a world where, you know, men are wearing avant-garde things like this, which I love. This is just my opinion. Take it with a grain of salt. If you're wearing a dress like this, you cannot pose on the red carpet like this. Because, girl, there was no curvature to the leg. There was no nothing. She was standing like she was about to tackle someone. And when you can see the entire leg, it was making the dress a little harder to digest.
So it's okay because the dress is saying Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Yes.
Her body language says, I'm going to tackle you at a sports bar.
Yes, yes.
Like, I'm very confused.
At a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the makeup.
I don't know, Miss Man. Why does she look so different?
So
she looks, I
it's not
know.
Pulling as well
this.
On our monitor, but it's like a baby blue. And here was my thing. It looks more gunmetal on our monitor. It's actually a baby blue when you look at it in a bunch of photos.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we wore a very avant-garde, a very edgy dress. We straightened our hair like it was 2007. Again, if I covered her face, she could have Taylor Swift's dress on.
Oh my God, I'm going to bite you. I was just about to say she should be wearing
Girl.
The white dress.
Yes. Like, the makeup, again, is not at all pulling anything from the look. And especially
no,
that
mama.
We just did straight hair.
And,
girl,
if we are going to... Okay, so I would even say a makeup that would be so successful with this dress would be Paris Hilton's makeup from the Met Gala.
Shut your fucking mouth. Johnny did another little quick fix.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Girl.
Yeah, I'm going to punch
sisters,
you.
Sisters.
How?
Girl. I literally fixed your makeup and this is what I did.
Yeah, because this is the Paris Hilton look. That, yep. Okay.
And great. I pulled up the pick and I almost changed the lip. And then I pulled up Paris Hilton and it's so close to Paris Hilton. And honestly, I did not put as much time into this as I did Laverne Cox. So I could have did something with the lip, but I just didn't.
No, the lip is more successful still now.
And I did add a little bit more. She does have a long face. She has a Sarah Jessica Parker, very oval face. Mm-hmm. So unlike the first one, this, I contoured here. Mm. And I contoured the hairline more to bring the face this way, to round it out a little more.
So
girl,
now
that is makeup that goes with this dress. And I did this in 2 seconds.
I just don't understand what these people are not getting with like how easy this can be.
I did nothing to the lower lash line. This is literally just changing the periwinkle blue for some reason. We did with a black edgy dress, changed it to did a black smoky eye with it.
I love it.
Perfect lip for it. Everything.
Obsessed.
I cannot fucking believe you. Oh my God. Okay. I literally had Paris Hilton pulled up.
Yeah. Wow. If we are not on the same page, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what, girl. Yeah. Wow.
Alrighty, guys. That's it for another episode of Beautiful and Bothered / Makeup Police.
Yes. This was fun.
I know that we're manifesting a show on E! Yeah. Let us know if there was any Grammys looks that we missed that we need to check out. Your thoughts on what we did give. If you have a problem with our Taylor Swift critiques. Thank you so much for watching. My name is Kevin Banzaff. My address is... Thank you guys so much for watching. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel for your video episode one day early on Sundays. Subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts for your episode on Monday. Leave us a 5-star review if you can.
Subscribe here.
Here.
And here. Thank you guys so much for watching wherever you are. We hope you are happy, safe, and healthy. And remember,
you are beautiful.
Bye, guys.
Bye.